That was the television song with the reunion show. It's 12:27 here on Radio Democracy.
We're talking to Derek, who's from the Burrabin Sudbury School, and we were just talking in the break there about the idea of responsibility, which is one of the main differences between the way that the Burrabin School operates and how mainstream school happen to work, making people responsible for their own actions. Can you tell us how that works in practice at your school?
Yeah, well, the only criteria for enrolment in the school is that someone demonstrates to the school adequately that they can take responsibility for themselves. And Burrabin is really hard, but it's also great. I mean, it's hard that students are required to take full responsibility for themselves. That means they direct their own learning, they work out what they've got to do with their lives and what they want to do with their lives, and they prepare themselves fully for life. It's no one else is going to carry the bundle for them. And so staff aren't there to step in, to direct, to teach, to coerce, to manipulate, or do anything else that will interfere with a person going about what they like doing best.
So what you're saying there with the coercion and the stepping in and the directing, that is exactly what the mainstream schools are geared to do with students these days. If you don't toe the line and follow the orders, then you're pushed into line basically by public school systems. And that, in the end, produces children that aren't responsible for their actions.
Yeah, and so what is that telling us then about society?
What is that telling us about democracy?
And what does it tell us also about democracy? To me, I mean, some people could be heavily critical, and I don't mind being a little bit controversial and saying some of these things. I believe that mainstream education is going to lead to the death of democracy. I just can't see it happening any other way. If it continues the way it is, and maybe I've become a little bit too cynical about the system because it's come down on us so hard so many darn times, I believe that we're going to end up with a continuation of or something more like a totalitarian regime.
That's a pretty radical thing to say. Mm. So how do you think that, by the way, you're letting the children at your school basically guide their own learning, that is going to turn them into good, responsible citizens like John Howard wants us all to be?
Well, I think we should all want to be... we should all want to be responsible people. There's a difference between responsible people and responsible citizens. John Howard might want some things. I think it's important for every parent in society to assist their kids to be independent. I don't think that any person can understand democracy or independence unless they've been free. Free. This is something that's a remote, strange word, but that's what democracy is based on. Freedom. Nothing else. Freedom. And we don't see this. We just don't see it. For all of the 12 or 13 years or 15 years or whatever it is of most young people's lives, they're put into compounds, straitjacketed into rooms that they wouldn't choose to be in if they wanted to be, taught things that in a way that's completely inefficient, and are then required to be tested and prodded and poked into directions that they wouldn't choose to if they had that opportunity. Our students are required to spend their days, not required, our students spend their days doing what they choose. And until you have the freedom, until you exercise choice, until you know there's a consequence of every choice, an outcome of every choice, you don't know what democracy is and you don't know what freedom is.
Okay, so in your school, does that mean you have some children who ever choose to be irresponsible or use their freedoms to impinge on other students?
Well, I think our genetic background still doesn't bring us to a state where we're responsible all the time. I'm not responsible all the time, and I try to be, but our students are young people finding and searching out their place in the world, and they're trying to work out the world around them. Now kids can be on campus or off campus learning about those things that they need to learn. So, yes, they will be irresponsible. I'll tell them that they're being irresponsible, and our staff will tell them, or other students, more importantly, tell them. And so in place and recognising that justice is a part of democracy, we have a justice system within the school that has the students and staff making rules together. We started with no rules. No parent can impose rules on the school, only the students and staff can, and they can only put those rules in place after going through two readings and where there's a majority voting the rule to go in place. But they can also be deleted from our law book, and they can also be amended. But to back up that those laws or those rules, we have a justice system. And the justice system allows any person in the school to complain about any other person who's believed to break a rule.
Has this justice system ever resulted in any children being ejected from the school?
We've not got to the point of expelling anybody. The Justice Committee is made up of five students and one staff member. So the students have the control. The Justice Committee is an incredible committee that talks philosophy, practicalities, realities, and a whole range of things in a deliberately careful and controlled way, where people are friends and they remain friends. They have the opportunity, the ability to impose consequences, and that includes a consequence for rules that, and most times the consequence relates to the rule that's been broken. They can recommend a suspension of a student, and we regularly have suspensions, but they're not suspensions in the way that mainstream looks at them. We treat them as a learning exercise. The whole thing is a learning exercise. And they can also recommend expulsion, but the suspension has to be decided by the school meeting, and the people involved in the thing can be part of that whole process of discussing it, and it comes down to a vote. Expulsion has to go to our assembly, which is parents, staff and students. So it goes through three tiers within the school. Nothing's automatic, you know? So it changes the whole perception of justice. But the fact is, justice is real, and it's in the hands of the majority of the people in the school, the students.
Sounds like a much more just system than the one we're currently experiencing in mainstream government. We might come back in a minute and talk about the problems that the school has been having with the government.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical. I should be allowed to...